We have to move quickly here because our next guest has a phone that's dying. The Tangway Takes America Tour. Gary Tangway, NBC Sports Boston, en route to Minnesota, but first to stop at Lambeau Field. Hello, Gary.
Richie, yes, I just walked into Lambeau Field. I'm in what's called the atrium, which is part of their renovation, which is right next to the stadium. You leave the atrium, you walk into the stadium. And I left my stupid charger in the truck, but this Lambeau Field is something else. It really is. It's gorgeous. And it's definitely on the bucket list. I want to come back and go to a game at some point. Of course, Felger is a part owner, which always tanks the product a little bit. But it's really cool. It's been a great trip so far.
Well, yeah, I've enjoyed seeing the videos and the pictures along the way. Nice to see you and Rocky hanging out together in Philly.
Yeah, I know. I hate Philly. I don't hate. Yeah, I do. I mean, I hate Philly. I do. The Philly fans are brutal. You know, they are brutal. And I'm worried about this game, first of all, because I think Philly's in better shape than New England. But yeah, Philly's tough, man. They are so obnoxious. And that when the Super Bowl was in Jacksonville, I was down there for that. A week of Philadelphia fans down in Jacksonville, they are just so obnoxious and so arrogant and so stupid. And the cheesesteak is overrated, by the way. I'll say that.
I'm with you on that. Yes, absolutely.
And so after we left Philly, it was we were onward and upward.
Yeah, and off to, among other places, a stop at TB12's old stomping grounds.
You know, Richie, I assume you saw that interview, but, you know, you and I have both been in this business a long time. And people are just so accustomed right now to how they answer the question, and it's really hard to get any unique information out of people. But Greg Harden, the team psychologist from Michigan, when Brady was here, he said it all. And if you want to know why Brady is the way he is, you watch that interview. And it's not anything I did. It's just listening to him. Tom Curran also had him on his podcast. And you just listen to what Greg had to say. And Greg was a guy who was a drug and alcohol counselor at a local hospital, was working with kids in need. And Bo Schembechler brought him in like 1997 and said, hey, you know, I need some help. And he's, you know, been with the team ever since. I mean, Desmond Howard was going to quit. He talked him out of quitting. I mean, watch that interview at NBCSports.com. Greg Harden, and it just reinforces with Brady, it's all mental, and it's because of that guy.
Yeah, it was great. I enjoyed watching that. Speaking of learning how Tom Brady ticks, I saw you mention it last night on social media that you had a chance to watch the first part of Tom versus Time, and you were sending out some props to the QB.
I like it. I mean, you know, I believe he deflated the balls or had the guys deflate the balls. I just think it's something stupid. Again, it should have been a $500 fine. He should have been suspended. But it's just something athletes obsess about. You know, I don't think the best buddies thing, you know, when he started his own charity, that wasn't a good look. But when you watch what he's done with his body and the commitment that he's made and the way Guerrero beats the living crap out of him on the table, and you see that, I'm like, you know, this guy's just so committed and so driven. He deserves everything he gets. The timing of the video is not great, in my opinion. To me, he's always been about team, and now he's more about Tom. I suppose that's okay because the end is coming soon, I think. But when you watch the video, I'm like, dude, you're the best there is. You deserve it. Brady deserves everything he gets.
Hey, among you, we're talking to Gary Tangway. Of course, Tangway Takes America. Follow it on social media as well. You stopped in one of my favorite stops I've ever had on the road. Man, Chicago's a fun place to hang out.
I would live there in a minute. I really would. It's so freaking cold, though. I mean, Boston's cold, too. But Chicago is clean. The people are nice. The food is outstanding. The architecture of the city. I mean, this stupid bean, just this big, shiny bean in the middle of the city, I think is a little weird. I didn't get that. But it's awesome. The people are great. The sports, you know, why would Theo Epstein, like, ever come back? You know, winning the World Series for the Cubs, I'm sure the Red Sox, you know, it's a special place in his heart, but being in Chicago is fantastic. It's a wonderful city. Wonderful city.
All right, when do you get to the Twin Cities?
Oh, I got to tell you a quick story in Chicago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we try to get in this real exclusive restaurant, and I go up to the maitre d', and my buddies, the crew, Che Harris and Dave and Adam are with me, and I give the guy a 10. I go, do you think you can get us in early? And a 10. And he goes, well, that's not going to be enough. And he takes the 10 and he puts it in his pocket. And the boys are laughing at me, and they said, you know, Gary, he's probably going to need a 50. So you can take the boy out of Rumford, but you can't take the Rumford out of the boy. And I said, listen, jackass, give me my 10 back. He was like, he's like a 10, dude. What are you talking about? So anyways, we're doing our live shot from Lambeau Field tonight. Then we'll be up to Minneapolis tomorrow. I'll be hosting Sports Sunday on Sunday. And then all week long, we'll be broadcasting from Radio Row, which is in the Mall of America. So we'll be doing that all week. And, you know, everybody's going to be focused on Gronk. I mean, Gronk still listed with the concussion, you know.
So what's the biggest concern this team should have, might have, going into next week?
Well, as best as I could tell, it's the line of scrimmage, Rich. In Philadelphia, you know, they're six or seven deep on the defensive line. They're really, Philadelphia's a nasty-ass team. I mean, they are very physical. And I just think the Patriots are really beat up. I don't know how good Gronk's going to be. I don't think Hogan ever's been fully 100%. I still think Brady, whether he cut his hand or not, that hand's been bugging him all year. I think his Achilles has been bugging him. I think what Tom Brady has done this year is miraculous. Belichick is coach of the year. I think they've dodged bullets. I think that Pittsburgh should have won that game, but Roethlisberger choked. Jacksonville should have won that game. They choked. I mean, my God, a delay of game penalty in the AFC title game? Are you kidding me? So, you know, all these teams have made these mistakes against the Patriots, and the Patriots take advantage of it. Philadelphia doesn't appear to be that team. And I just think, right now, I think Philadelphia is healthier and stronger, and that concerns me. Now, at the end of the day, does Peterson and Fold look on the other side of the field, and do they pee down the inside of their leg, saying, oh, my God, we're not supposed to win this. Belichick and Brady are. Because that's what happened to Atlanta, Rich. You know as well as I do. Atlanta should have won last year. Atlanta choked because of who they were playing.
Gary Tagway with us. Tagway Takes America, making his way out to Minneapolis. Check him out tonight from Lambeau Field. Now, before we let you go, Gary, I see you stopped in to visit Trenny Kuznarek's family. Did that help you gain some insight into the unbelievable amount of patience she was handed down to be able to put up with you and Felger on a nightly basis?
Well, I mean, let me put it this way. You know, Trenny is very liberal, and she's very, you know, she's anti-Trump, and her father is a Republican, which was interesting. They've had some interesting dinner conversations. at the age of, like, in the eighth grade, Trenny started a campaign and a petition for the school to eliminate using styrofoam, and she won.
Of course she did.
And I said, that's Trenny. You know, Trenny doesn't take any crap. That's why we love her, you know. So she's always been like that as a kid. That's what her mom said. And, you know, she always wanted to be in broadcasting. She, you know, since the eighth grade on, she always wanted to be in front of the camera, behind the mic, like the rest of us.
Well, Gary, we have enjoyed following the trip and will continue to do so. Listen, do Maine proud out there on the road, okay?
Hey, I will. You guys got to watch tonight because we just talked to some Packer fans that are a riot. It's all coming up on Early Edition tonight, beginning at 6:30.
We'll be tuned in. Thank you, Gary. Have fun.
Bye, Richie.
It's Gary Tagway, NBC Sports Boston. #TagwayTakesAmerica.